This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Karsh, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. We got open lines. We are watching people choose their seats here at Little Caesars Arena. It's Select Your Seat Day. You got till 2 o'clock to go in the Meyer Interest. Otherwise, you got to make an appointment, but they'll be taking appointments all day at 248-377-0100. All right, so Gator. Biggest pie slice in the pie of blame. 4 years, Brad Ausmus, didn't work. Who deserves the biggest slice in the pie of blame? Is it Ausmus himself? Is it the GM, Al Avila? Is it the old GM, Dave Dombrowski? Or is it the players?
Well, obviously, there's plenty of slices to go around there. But the biggest slice, and, you know, it's funny because I didn't expect to throw a name in there. I didn't expect to throw Dombrowski's name in there. And I'm a huge Dave Dombrowski fan. Dave Dombrowski is the reason that, along with Mike Gillich, because he allowed him to spend the money, but he's the biggest reason the Tigers were resurrected from 119 losses in 2003 to going to the World Series in 2006 and 2012 and having the playoff appearances in between and a little bit after as well. That being said, Dave Dombrowski is also responsible for some of these contracts that have been awful. And I say awful. It's hard to say it about a Cabrera's contract, but it is a cumbersome contract. Having contracts for Justin Verlander, it's not a horrible contract, but when the team goes south and you got to get rid of the good players, it hurts. And the Tigers didn't build up a minor league system under Dave Dombrowski per se. They didn't do it where these guys were brought up and all of a sudden, yeah, we're going with the young first round pick we had in 2009. He's going to be our shortstop. That's not how it worked out. They were able to use some of their pieces to trade to get those guys, but they didn't have a real good minor league system. And that's under his watch as well. It's hard for me to say because I like Dombrowski a lot, but when all is said and done, I think maybe the biggest slice goes to him. They had the purge. He was in charge of the purge. And what they got out of the purge, they got Michael Fulmer. And that might be it that they get out of it. Hopefully, I mean, we saw lately the last three starts from Boyd has been very good, very encouraging. One run or less in the last three starts.
Jacoby Jones. I mean, there's been.
Well, Jacoby Jones got great defense. He's a great defensive player, but can he hit enough to play in the major leagues? And that's a big if, if he can. So right now, the purge of giant pieces like David Price and Yoenis Cespedes and a quality bullpen arm like Joaquin Soria has turned out to be at this point. So that's part of it, and that's under his watch, and then he was
all
gone.
Right, wrap it up there, Slick. I got an opinion, too. This is going on and on. Come on. All right, you're done?
I guess.
Okay. It's Dombrowski. I blame Dombrowski the most. I'm right there with you.
Oh, I see why you're pissed.
Well, I mean,
you didn't want me stealing all your thunder. Go ahead.
I'm going to be quick, about a million times quicker than you, and say the same thing. We knew he was signing contracts that eventually we were going to have to cash a check. And we reached that era. Ausmus just happened to be the guy in charge. I think they are where they are today because of the long-term contracts that they signed, and we knew it was coming. Kang, who you got?
Although I think Ausmus should have done a better job and could have done a better job, and Dombrowski, you're right. You guys are right about signing the players. Maybe didn't realize the end was near. But with that, all that being said, I blame the players. I think the players let Ausmus down more than he let them down. I mean, Victor Martinez, you know, Joaquin Soria, Jose Iglesias against the Red Sox. He booted that ball that caused the David Ortiz home run. I think in the end, the players let him down. They were ready to win. They were primed to win. They should have won, and they didn't. So I'm going to go with the players.
248-539-9797. Let's get to the people. Dean on a cell. You're on 97.1. Hi, Dean.
How's it going, gentlemen?
All right, Dino.
Hey, good. Hey, before I give you the slice of the pie, I told you guys before the draft, how about that boy from Toledo, Kareem Hunt?
Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of Kareem Hunt love prior to the draft.
Yes. Hey, actually, I'm splitting my pie right down the middle. Dombrowski and the players. The players are paid millions of dollars to perform. They did not perform. Dombrowski, when's the last time they had a bullpen? How many times have they gone into the eighth and ninth inning with a 3-4 run lead and they piss it away? It's just I can't believe it at Dawson. I mean, you can only do so much.
So you still blame the current roster on the old GM, not the new GM?
No, actually the old GM. Those contracts are just outrageous. There's to sign a 5-year, 6-year contract, that's ridiculous.
I don't think there's a wrong answer to this question.
There's a lot of blame to go around.
You know, and it's not just, he has a little part, he has a little part. No, they all have pretty big parts. It's tough to divide it and say where the lion's share of the blame goes because they all – absolutely have to own it.
Let's go to Gary and Macomb. You're on 97. Want a ticket. Hi, Gary.
Hi, gentlemen. Great show, by the way.
Thanks for calling.
I think it was Dombrowski. 4 years ago, we had the opportunity of hiring Jerry Francona, and I strongly supported that notion. Francona was also his grandson, Tito, was a part of Detroit's organization back in the 50s or 60s. I remember him as a kid. But anyway, he had great success with Boston, and we had a veteran team. It would have been really nice to have him come in here and work his magic. You know, he's got the experience. We had an experienced team, and they brought in Brad Ausmus, who had zero professional management experience, which just didn't make any sense to me. So I'm really surprised he lasted as long as he did.
Gary, thank you for the phone call. Here's some feedback we've gotten on this very topic. On the pie of blame, who deserves the biggest slice? Is it Ausmus? For the failure of the Ausmus era is what we're talking about here. Is it Ausmus himself? Is it Alex Alavila? Is it Alex Avila? Is it Dave Dombrowski? or is it the players themselves? Here's some of the feedback that has come in. It goes to Ausmus, period. That's from an unnamed texter. Ausmus was a mistake from the start. He gets the blame. Next text, Dombrowski, players all the way. Bad contracts and aging, underperforming players, period. Ausmus wasn't the problem at all. Next one, Ausmus lost control of the clubhouse, not managing material. He will not manage a team in the next 15 years. I will tell you this. He didn't lose control of the clubhouse. That never happened. We get rumblings when stuff like that happens. That didn't happen.
No, that did not happen. And he deserves some blame, absolutely. He might be the one that I assign the least amount of blame to.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.